Time for Look at Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Plenty of high school sports around the area over the weekend. On Saturday, the Kemper Catholic Boys Golf Invitational. Atlantic is the team champion. The Atlantic boys shooting a 314, and that was four strokes better than the second-place team St. Edmund, who had a 318, and the third-place team Webster City, who also shot a 318. Harlan shot 320, Spencer and Dennison each 330, Shenandoah a 331 in that tournament on Saturday. There were 13 teams in total in that meet. Individually, for Atlantic, Evan Schuler was the medalist runner-up, shooting a 71 Saturday. Also, Kyle Nelson shot 80, Jake Olson 81, Sam Reno and Zach Stork each posted 82s, and Cooper Zablocki shot 85 to help lead Atlantic. Also in golf Saturday, the Audubon Wheeler Girls Golf Invitational saw Audubon as the team champ. They shot a 382. Harlan, the runner-up, with a 404. Exira EHK posted a 446, good for third place. Individually, Susie Byland of Audubon shot 72 for medalist honors. Maria Ferry of Harlan had 93 for second place. Kara Collins of Exira EHK shot 94, good for third. Faith Flifflet of Audubon was fourth with a 96, and Amber Gross of Harlan shot a 100, good for fifth place in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday in high school girls tennis, the Red Oak Invitational Tourney saw Atlantic defeated by West Des Moines Valley 5-0 in one of their matches. Also in a match, it was Ottumwa edging Atlantic 3-2, Atlantic getting a couple of singles victories in that match on Saturday, as the Trojans got wins from Lexi Allen and Lisa Gearhart in singles action in that meet. Out of baseball, where Shelby Miller won his fourth straight start and Trevor Rosenthal induced a bases-loaded double play to end the game as the St. Louis Cardinals held off the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5 Sunday night. Alan Craig and Yadier Molina had two hits apiece, including RBI singles in a four-run first inning. Craig went 5-for-11 in the three-game series after entering with a .202 batting average. Molina was 0-for-12 in his previous four games. Miller walked four and allowed four hits in 5 1/3 innings, but he held the Pirates to just two runs, which came on Jordy Mercer's first home run of the season in the fourth inning. Rosenthal gave up a run in the ninth inning to make it 5-4, but Mercer got a hit into that double play, that 1-2-3 double play to end the ballgame as Charlie Morton took the loss for Pittsburgh. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati beat Colorado 4-1. The Mets over Philadelphia in 11 innings, 5-4. Atlanta beat Chicago 5-2. San Diego over Miami 5-4. San Francisco topping L.A. in 10 innings, 7-4. And in the American League, it was the Angels over Toronto 9-3. Minnesota beat Detroit 4-3. Houston over Baltimore 5-2. Cleveland beat Tampa Bay 6-5. Boston over Texas 5-2. Johnny Giovatella hit a three-run homer, helping Kansas City to a 9-7 win over Seattle. In interleague play, it was Arizona over the Chicago White Sox 5-1. Milwaukee beat the New York Yankees 6-5. Oakland over Washington by a score of 9-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the LA Clippers and the Indiana Pacers used the comeback route to earn playoff victories on Sunday as the Clippers managed to storm back from a 22-point deficit to even their Western Conference semifinal series at two games apiece. Hours later, the Pacers clawed themselves back from a 17-point halftime deficit to beat the Wizards in Washington and take a 3-1 lead in the Eastern Conference semis. The Clippers were still down by 16 with about 9 minutes left before they pulled out a 101-99 win over the Thunder, as Blake Griffin had 10 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter and finished with 9 rebounds as well. Chris Paul had 23 points and 10 assists. to help out the Clippers rally. Also in Washington, the Pacers outscored the Wizards 57-37 in the second half and a 95-92 victory. Paul George had a huge night for Indiana, shooting 7-for-10 from three-point range with 39 points and 12 rebounds. The Pacers can wrap up that series at home on Tuesday night. Clippers owner Donald Sterling has apologized for the racist comments that got him banned from the NBA for life, saying it was a terrible mistake. Sterling told CNN's Anderson Cooper in excerpts posted from an interview taped Sunday and set to air today that he is not a racist. Sterling said years of good behavior as an owner should count toward his future, and he's hoping his fellow NBA owners will give him a second chance. Meanwhile, his estranged wife, Shelley, said that she would fight to keep her share of the Los Angeles Clippers. The NBA seems to think otherwise, though. The NBA's position is if Donald Sterling's ownership of the Los Angeles Clippers is terminated, so is Shelley Sterling's. Shelley Sterling told ABC News that she didn't know why she should be punished for what her husband did, and she plans to divorce him. Well, the New York Rangers are now 3-0 this season when facing elimination. The Rangers have forced a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals by downing Pittsburgh for the second straight game, this time 3-1. Henrik Lundqvist stopped 36 shots and blanked the Penguins after Brandon Sutter scored late in the first period to make it 2-1. Before that, Martin St-Louis and Carl Hagelin tallied 2:51 apart to put the Rangers ahead to stay. Derek Brassard scored for the third time in two games since recording just one goal in the Rangers' first 11 postseason contests. Game 7 is set for tomorrow night in Pittsburgh. Chicago has a 3-2 lead in its Western Conference semifinal series with Minnesota. Jonathan Toews scored the tie-breaking goal early in the third period as the Blackhawks held off the Wild 2-1. The Hawks trailed until Brian Bickell scored midway through the second period. Corey Crawford handled 27 shots and was perfect after Eric Halla scored late in the opening stanza. The Hawks can wrap up that series tomorrow night in Minnesota. And in golf, Martin Kaymer made a 30-foot par putt in the 17th hole and then held on to win the Players' Championship by one shot over Jim Furyk yesterday. Kaymer closed with a 1-under par 71 for a 13-under total. The 29-year-old German had a three-shot lead on Furyk with five holes to play before a 90-minute rain delay. Kaymer double-bogeyed 15 and almost put a shot in the water on 17 before his par-saving putt. Furyk shot a 66 and was runner-up for the second straight week. Sergio Garcia was two strokes back and one ahead of Justin Rose and third-round co-leader Jordan Spieth. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.